Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Mayor Rick Meehan live on the hotline. Haven't talked to you in a while. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Bill. Great to talk to you guys again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for checking in. A lot of stuff to get into this morning. Let's dive right into it. Big vote going on in Ocean City today. It's all about rentals. I know, you know, you guys have been meeting about it. For people who don't know, you know, like what's going on and what people are voting for people outside of Ocean City, you know, who are listening or maybe in Ocean City, they've heard a little bit about it, but don't really know. Talk to us a little bit about Question A.
Well, Question A is about short-term rentals. And the question really addresses short-term rentals in just two districts in Ocean City. One being the R1 single-family home district, and the second being the MH or mobile home district. This only affects those two districts. What the ordinance does is it specifies that short-term rentals in those districts have to be for a minimum of 5 days. And that would be for the next 2 years. And then after that, it would go to a minimum of 31 days. It does not affect any properties on the ocean side, the ocean block, ocean front, and the majority of properties, multifamily properties on the bay side. This only affects those two areas.
All right, so it only affects like...
For the last bit, we protect our single-family neighborhoods where people have bought properties under the thought that this is a single-family neighborhood where they can enjoy the peace and tranquility that you would in a neighborhood anywhere and not be subject to transient occupancy or people checking in at different times of the day or night and for maybe only one night or two nights in neighborhoods where people are living year-round and raising their families and being part of the Ocean City community. That's what it's all about. It's only about those particular areas.
Okay, so basically like Airbnbs, is that kind of?
Yes, it was really the Airbnbs and the VRBOs that really changed things where people can just go online and book a room. Nobody checks them in. They can show up in a neighborhood, you know, just punch a keypad. They can show up at 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night. And, you know, there's people next door possibly living, raising their families, kids. It's just disruptive. And our single-family neighborhoods are part of the foundation of Ocean City, and they're extremely important, you know, as a part of our community. Now, this only affects about 3% of our total rental properties. There are still over 9,000 short-term rental properties in other areas throughout town that remain available, you know, just as they have in the past.
Yeah.
So that's what the issue is about today. It's really about protecting those single-family residential neighborhoods and allowing those people their property rights to the enjoyment of their property.
Do you think
on the other side? On the other side of the issue is some believe property rights should extend to the fact that people can do basically anything with their properties. Well, zoning dictates what different neighborhoods are about, and we have R1 neighborhoods, R2, R3, and commercial. This only affects those R1 neighborhoods. Mm. This was passed by the council. It was taken to referendum, which means there'll be a vote on this issue today.
What's the overall, like, you know, sentiment of the public? What, like, you've gone out and about, like, what are people saying? What do you think, you know, is going to happen today?
Well, I think the neighborhoods support this. I think what's happened, too, is those that don't have advertised this as a ban on short-term rentals, and people think it's a ban everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of gotten people a little concerned. Mm-hmm. It is not. It only affects these couple areas, and the other areas have never been discussed because we all know we're a tourist town, a tourist community, and we want to offer a variety of vacation options. Now, I have to say, I'm in favor of this ordinance, and I support the referendum. So you're hearing it from my side. And after being an elected official for a long period of time and understanding and talking about a comprehensive plan that specifically states R1 single-family neighborhoods are different and should be treated differently, I'm a longtime supporter of our residential neighborhood. So I just want to disclose that as a fact.
Now, normally, I trust you, support you, and I normally agree with most of the things that, you say and whatever. You know, we love Mayor Rick Meehan, but I'd like to play devil's advocate just for a second, talking about this. Do you think that this is going to hurt, deter people from, because in 2025, people come down to the beach, that's a big thing, these Airbnbs. You go to a condo or whatever, they're pretty expensive, and families come down, it's much more attractive, I think, or I would, I live here, so it's a little bit different, but Airbnbs are very popular. Do you think that's going to deter people and be like, well, I can't go to Ocean City and stay for the weekend. I can't afford five nights. So you know what? I'm just going to go and go over the state line or I'm going to go over to West Ocean City or somewhere else and just drive it. I'm not going to stay there no more. I mean, do you think that could happen? I mean, is that like a concern?
I don't think it'll happen because there are 9,000 other properties that are still available as short-term rentals. And those include townhouses, single-family homes in other multifamily areas where they're located. There is such a variety of options of properties for people to rent that I don't think that will happen. I think what will encourage is longer stays in some of those residential areas, create a better vacation opportunity, and be more compatible with the neighborhoods and the neighbors. So I think you really have to look at the big picture here and what it means to the future of Ocean City. As we see more and more investors buying properties and turning them into Airbnbs and single-family neighborhoods, are we going to start to lose our single-family neighborhoods? Are we going to start to lose those areas where so many of the people that serve on our boards and our commissions and volunteer in Ocean City move out of town because they can't enjoy the tranquility of a single family neighborhood? And that's a small portion of our community, but I believe it's one that we need to protect for the future of Ocean City.
So you're saying like the Cane Woods area and, like some of those residential areas, a lot of them have like the Airbnbs. Is this where a lot of that's happening?
It is. There's about a little over 300 of those properties, and they're spread out in the Cane Woods, Little Salisbury, Mallard Island, 9th Street area, some of those different pockets of R1 neighborhoods. You can still do an Airbnb in 9,000 other properties, but in those neighborhoods, we're looking to protect those and set them aside as a comprehensive plan state and recognize they are different than the multifamily areas.
Has there really been problems? I guess there had to have been something to make this happen. What's some of the things that I know you said like checking in at the different times, but like what other issues have you had with like people coming for the weekend or one or two nights or whatever? I mean, has it been that many like issues?
I think that it's what it really brings about is the fact that turnover, the fact that it's constant turnover. If it's 5 days or more, 7 days or more, it just makes for a more equal, I think, balance in the neighborhood. But, when you get your kids and you're getting ready to go to camp and, somebody's checking in and you don't know who's next door to you, and then at night there's people coming in, there's bachelorette parties or two-night rentals where it's just a constant party. Look, we want people to come to Ocean City and enjoy those type of things.
Yeah.
But we also want those residents that purchased in those areas thinking they weren't going to be subject to that.
Right.
So now they have property rights as well. So we're trying to create that balance and make sure everybody has an opportunity in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm. So today is the vote. People can vote all day, right?
The polls are open. In fact, I'm right here sitting outside the convention center right now. The polls are open. They opened at 7 a.m. They'll be open till 8 o'clock at night. So, you know, we do encourage our residents to vote. If you're a registered voter in Ocean City, to come out and vote. Everybody's opinion's important. But I do want to at least express, you know, the fact that this only affects those couple areas. And I would personally encourage other areas to support their neighbors, because everybody supports everybody in Ocean City. And I think that's what makes us a great community.
Okay, very good. Make sure you get on out and vote. Your vote definitely counts. Wanted to touch on real quick, and I know, you know, we've talked about it. It's just an ongoing topic, this offshore wind. You know, where are we at? I've heard a couple different things. You know, I've heard that everything's been put on hold for now, and that was a good thing for Ocean City. But then I also heard right after that that, you know, the governor and, you know, the Westmore administration is dedicated to push forward with the offshore wind. Where is everything right now?
Well, right now, you know, there has been a challenge to the decision, the EPA permit by the federal government, and that is still something that needs to be resolved. The town of Ocean City has appealed the decision of the EPA, and the way the permit was executed, and we don't believe it was executed properly. Mm-hmm. We've appealed to both the EPA and to the Worcester County Circuit Court, even though part of the discrepancy is where you're supposed to appeal. We went ahead and appealed to both locations. You know, I see the momentum is shifting. I think more and more people are starting to realize the disadvantages of a wind turbine project and building 114 turbines directly off the coast of Ocean City. You know, I think that what you're going to see is there are more viable ways to create, you know, renewable energy or other energy sources. More and more people now are starting to think about nuclear energy, which is really the wave of the future. And, you know, I firmly believe that 10, 20 years from now, people are going to look back, and God forbid we have a wind farm graveyard off our coast, and say, why didn't they go in that direction to begin with? And I think you're seeing more and more of that. We have a great representation in Congress with Andy Harris. His administration and the Mayor and City Council have worked very closely over the last 8 years. I talked to Congressman Harris in his office frequently. We believe we're moving in the right direction. We're going to keep going in that direction. And, you know, it's been an 8-year battle. If it was really a good thing, they would have been building these by now. It is not a good thing for Ocean City, for the state of Maryland, or for the ratepayers, because they are going to pay the cost to subsidize an offshore wind company to build a wind farm that at some point in time they're probably going to walk away from.
And then also real quick, I know, you know, we're short on time, but I did want to mention, I saw that the Ocean City Council voted to lower the beach photo franchise fee this past week. I was reading the article in the Ocean City Today Dispatch, you know, kind of brought back memories, you know, talking about telescope pictures. Just real quick, talk to us about, you know, like the meaning, what does telescope pictures mean to Ocean City? I mean, that's my childhood, mm-hmm. you know, like yes. That just kind of warmed my heart a little bit. Like, you know, you guys are, you know, basically saving telescope pictures. Is that kind of what I got out of it?
It's exactly what we're trying to do. You know, it's a tradition. It's nostalgic. It's part of Ocean City. It's part of generations of Ocean City. And look, the world has changed and so many things have changed. And, you know, it's so difficult now in that industry because of cell phones and everything else and all the other, you know, technology that's available. And, you know, we're the last ones that really have telescope pictures, I think, on the East Coast. They don't have them at Virginia Beach anymore. They don't have them in other areas. Don't have them because, you know, the business has changed so much. The Camerons, who are the franchise holders of telescope pictures in Ocean City, have done a fabulous job. They've spent a lot of money investing in their business, making their offices and places you go to collect to get your photos a real experience. They've done everything they can, but their market is shrinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're still viable, but there's a certain level that they can pay to keep it viable. We're going to meet with them. We are going to take some action. I think they're worth saving. I know their commitment to Ocean City. I know what they're trying to do. So does the mayor and council. So we're committed to working with them. We'd like to see Telescope Pictures stay here in Ocean City for a long, long time.
Man, love it. That's it just brings back so many memories. Like every summer, we'd at least get one. We'd always go to the beach, and it's just definitely such a nostalgia. But it's Ocean City. That's what it's all about. Mayor Rick Meehan, good luck today with the vote, and definitely always a pleasure having you on. I could talk to you all day, so definitely looking forward to having you back on. Appreciate you checking in as always.
Well, thanks, guys, and we'll talk again soon. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.